Harper Audio presents Lost in Shangri-La, a true story of survival, adventure, and the most incredible rescue mission of World War II. This is the author, Mitchell Zukov. A note to the listener. Near the end of World War II, a U.S. Army plane flying over the island of New Guinea crashed in an uncharted region inhabited by a prehistoric tribe. In the weeks that followed, reporters raced to cover a tale of survival, loss, anthropology, discovery, heroism, friendship, and a near-impossible rescue mission. Their stories featured a beautiful, headstrong corporal and a strapping, hell-bent paratrooper stranded amid bone-through-the-nose tribesmen reputed to be headhunters and cannibals. They told of a brave lieutenant grieving the death of his twin brother, a wry sergeant with a terrible head wound, and a team of Filipino-American soldiers who volunteered to confront the natives despite knowing they'd be outnumbered more than 1,000 to 1. Rounding out the true life cast were a rogue filmmaker who'd left Hollywood after being exposed as a jewel thief, a smart-aleck pilot who flew best when his plane had no engine, and a cowboy colonel whose rescue plan seemed designed to increase the death toll. Front pages blazed with headlines about the crash and its aftermath. Radio shows breathlessly reported every development en route to an astonishing conclusion. But the world was on the brink of the atomic age, and a story of life and death in the Stone Age was soon eclipsed. In time, it was forgotten. I came across an article about the crash years ago while searching newspaper archives for something else entirely. I said